There are other ways of finding out, especially in case of the post of a psychologist, the counselor, say medical social worker, psychiatrist, etc., or at a higher post where lot of stress is there. So a stress interview also can be taken. Now, how to induce stress while a person is giving the interview? Maybe you can have 6 to 7 people in the panel sitting there. Maybe 2 people will be just looking at the person with eye focused on the candidate without asking any questions. Somebody is asking a question and suddenly another person asks some irrelevant question as to what that person is asking. Suddenly there can be deliberate interruption while the person is giving interview, and then suddenly another question is asked. So this is how a psychological imbalance is tried to be created, or an emotional imbalance is tried to be created in the mind of the interviewee, so that he is under stress. Or some such stupid questions are asked where it is totally unexpected. Like suppose the person is giving the interview on the 5th floor. Suddenly he is asked how many steps you have climbed up to reach this. Or when he is facing a window and suddenly there are some pigeons there, he is asked how many number of pigeons are there. So these are some of the questions which can flux the interviewee suddenly. So emotionally also, when a person is going to deal with patients who are mentally disturbed, at times this kind of situations will come, and hence whether he can remain balanced or not, whether he can take care of such situation or not. And especially in case of psychiatric patients, suppose that patient becomes violent and there are multiple people around and all, how to tackle this situation? So all such kind of questions can be asked to create a stress in the mind of the interviewee, and that's how this is one form of strategy which may be utilized, stress interview. So what are the strengths and weaknesses of various kinds of interviews that are being taken? One is unstructured or structured. When the unstructured interview is taken, what will happen? The flow of questions are totally irrelevant, like, you know, and suddenly patients, interviewees asked about, tell me everything about you, or where he can tell anything and he can take the interviewer on his own path, which is not good, because finally the interviewer is not able to judge exactly what he wants to judge. While in a structured interview, the questions that are going to be asked to each and every candidate are finalized after thorough understanding of the job profile and all that, and then naturally one can understand that by a structured interview everything goes smoothly and the interviewee cannot guide the interviewer in his own way where he's got the strengths. But based on the job profile, the interviewee has to answer one by one as per the questions asked by the interviewer. So structured interview is usually better, but one should not ask the questions in yes or no also. The interviewee should be given a chance to explain certain things also, then only one can understand. Then individual interviews, when it is taken only one on one, or there can be sequential interviews where person goes to one person, after that he goes to another person, where in sequence he is going to give the interview. Maybe he may be asked technical questions by the HOD, he may be asked by the HR questions regarding the values and regarding his characteristics, his personality, regarding the culture, etc., by the HR person. And then at a higher level, the higher people are going to ask him. So that's how in sequential interview he may be asked. The level of questions will be different and they will go higher and higher based on the job profile of that person. And there are panel interviews where maybe 3 to 4 people will interview that person simultaneously, and everybody will ask from his own expertise. Well, in case of the lower post like semi-skilled and skilled person, probably mainly technical interviews may be asked, and part of it can be HR. So it can be individual interview, or at the most sequence where only 2 interviews he may have to be given. But in case of a senior position, It can be a panel of interviews where the hospital administrator also will be there in the third interview, one can say, after assessing in the first two interviews, where the hospital administrator, VPHR, the HOD of the department, as well as one subject expert from outside also may be called for such a kind of interview, whereby one can get a comprehensive idea of how the candidate is for a higher post that he is being selected. So this is how one can understand the strengths and weaknesses of different interviews for different kind of people. So once we know the types of interview, let's understand how the interview process should go. That's why we have told that GAS greeting. Greeting is the first step while the interview is taken, where the interviewer is moved forward slightly towards the interviewee so that he feels that that person wants to be attentive to what interviewee is going to tell. There should be a genuine welcome, a good smile on the face of the interviewer, warm welcome should be there, and always a positive regard should be there for the interviewee. He should be calm. At the same time, he should not be have any bias, so neutral. There should not be any interruptions while the interviewee is talking about his strengths, his personal aspects, etc. One should be put at ease, and one should build and maintain the rapport so that the person coming for the interview is comparatively anxiety free. Normally, anybody comes for interview normally is having a lot of anxiety. So by greeting him in this way, his anxiety will be released. There should be a pleasing voice. The interviewer should always have eye contact with the interviewee, and vice versa that way. It should be warmth, and body posture should be towards the interviewee, whereby it means that that person is interested in you. In the opening conversation, also should be properly prepared, and contract of interest and expectations should be shown. While you are asking from one area of the interview, initially you are talking about the, say, his own personal family background and little bit of education, or how he came and whether it was comfortable for him to arrive at the interview location, or whether it was difficult, and all those questions. After that, when you are changing gear, it should be done in a smooth way. It should not be abrupt thing, and then you can go smoothly to the main substance of the interview. The second aspect of taking interview is acquiring information. That means you are acquiring as much information from the candidate as possible. You should always try to listen more. God has given us two ears while one mouth, which means that we should listen more than talk. So interviewer should listen more what the interviewee wants to tell, because ultimately interviewer wants to assess how the interviewee is. Ratio percentage of interviewer to interviewee, if we say, it should be around 20-80 as far as possible, one can say. It should be more of objectivity rather than a personal preference. So suppose you like certain things, and whether you want to find out those things are present in the interviewee or not, that's not the way the question should be framed and asked. You should be more objective based on the job profile for which that person has applied, and there should not be any stereotyping done. Once you see a person in a particular attire, then you think that, and the facial get up, if you feel that this person seems to be a Marwadi, so he is going to be like this only, he is going to have good mathematics and good accounts background and all that. Don't think that way. Let us first confirm what exactly is his knowledge while assessing a person. So don't stereotype, and don't have an early judgment without properly evaluating that person. One should not be having any adversarial effect of the particular characteristics being displayed. So one should not have any halo effect or horn effects. Now what is this halo effect and horn effect? Halo, already most of you people must be knowing, when you go and pray God, usually behind the idol of God, there is a kind of bright light which you say it's a halo. Because you are going to God, naturally already you are having lot of respect and reverence for God. So that's a kind of prejudiced mind with which you are going to go there. So similarly, a halo effect is one where with one positive characteristics of the candidate, if you are going to judge the candidate overall, in all the aspects, you say that he is a very good candidate. Don't have that kind of halo effect for the candidate. One should be very objective. It's many times seen that if the one positive characteristic which is displayed early in the interview is something which is very close to the interviewer, many times he is led away by that, and then whatever technical questions also are being asked by the interviewer or the other interviewer, if it's a panel of interview, then it is not taken into consideration that much apart from the positive characteristic with which he is odd, and then usually a good rating is given to this candidate, which is not the right way. One should be more objective. Similarly, a horn effect is when one negative characteristic one sees in that person, and then a person is put off, then the interviewer is put off, and with whatever other technical aspects and job related aspects is displaying is really very good, but still that person is rated on a lower scale, which is again a horn effect as opposed to the halo effect. But this is not the right way to judge the candidate. One should avoid this kind of mentality to prevent these effects on while judging a candidate. Taking notes, when you take the relevant notes in short while the interviewee is answering, it's always better, but don't write in detail, otherwise half your concentration is gone away. But at the same time, you are likely to forget most of the relevant and significant points at the end of the interview. If the interview lasted for half an hour or 45 minutes, then it will be difficult for you to give the rating to this candidate. So you may have to take some notes. Yes, it's good. Then question strategy. It is always better to have a structured conversation so that you are not missing out any point which are relevant to the job and where he is fit or not. The questions may be asked which are open-ended so that the you can find overall aspect of the interviewee. One should probe further into some of the aspects which is job related and link it whether he is going to be the right candidate for the hospital or not. One should not ask direct leading questions or trick or taboo questions which are going to adversely affect the mentality of the interviewee. One should emphasize now acquiring information. That means one should acquire more and more information from the candidate so that one can judge how he is and whether he is suitable for the job or not. One should emphasize biography, how he has progressed in his life, his experiences, his explanation regarding certain situations in which he has behaved rightly or not, and analyze how he has been answering the questions, whether it is logical, rational or emotional, whatever it is. Let interview flow, but one should control. It should not be going haywire out of the subject. You may pause for some time for that person to think and answer also. Whatever that person is speaking is important, of course, but even non-verbal signals, the body language of the candidate also should be looked at so that one can get a much better idea about the person. And some of the skills which are displayed in his talk, whether he is compassionate, whether he is having a clarity of thought and good effective communication skill, whether he is having supportive communication skills or not. And one should always cover the key points during the interview, because if you have done well in advance the proper plan of interview. And summarize periodically and conclude at the end so that you know exactly what information you have got is correct. You should ask him regarding recent and significant past jobs and aspects of it so that you know what all skills he has got and recently what all things he has used and how he has used those skills. One should also ask certain questions regarding interpersonal relationships, how he is having relations with his colleagues, with his subordinates, with his superiors in the past employment where he is working, and elicit certain skills he has shown during those relationships. One should clearly find out exactly the education level of the person, the various training programs he has undergone, and what is his learning and development aspect, whether whatever he has acquired knowledge is able to apply that in his life or not. Learning is something where the behavioral change has to be there. Personal and domestic topics can be discussed if they are relevant to the job. Don't ask for any irrelevant things. Now, after acquiring sufficient information, there is an anxiety on the part of the candidate also to find out certain aspects of the hospital where he is going to work in future in case he is selected. So, the interviewer has to give some information regarding the hospital also where he is potentially going to work. So, while giving information, one should be precise. One should be giving equal opportunity to all the candidates to get the relevant information of the hospital which is suitable for his job. One should not give the intimation to the interviewee regarding his success or failure in the interview. One should be very much aware of misunderstanding over contractual terms, and no promises should be given to the candidate, even if he asks. Now, while communicating a decision, hints to attractive candidates in a competitive situation should not be given. There should not be intra-organizational bargaining when a person is interviewing at two levels, two places at times. Finally, when the decision is to be given, it should be given in writing and subject to references, like subject to his medical fitness and background check. What do you think? Should you give career guidance or career advice to those candidates who are rejected? I don't think it is necessary. Now, what are the various techniques of interviews? One is closed questions, where very specific questions are asked. A person may have to give answer in one or two words or at the most a small sentence. One should not ask too many closed questions to the candidate. Open questions are good because it will reveal the candidate's actual character, actual skills, etc., and a chance to display his fitness for the job. Probing questions should not be asked many, but of course, while he describes regarding critical incidents and all which are asked, one should probe further into it to find out really what he tells is true or not, or whether he is falsifying his response and all. Certain playback questions may be asked to confirm whether what he is telling is right or is bluffing. In a different way, one can ask so that it will give a clear idea about what answers he is giving, are they matching or not. Some hypothetical questions may be asked to find out how he is going to behave in such a situation, which is likely to occur in his job profile when he is going to work for the hospital. Some behavioral event questions also may be asked for higher post, especially because he is supposed to be a responsible, accountable person, getting work done from others, and or he is going to be a liaisoning officer, whereby he is likely to be dealing with people outside who are very important people for the hospital, especially statutory government officials, etc. So how he is going to behave with them, and earlier how he has done that in such situations, you can ask. You can ask certain specific questions regarding his capability, especially for a technically sound job he is applied for. So one should be able to know whether he is capable to handle such situation or not. And certain questions may be asked in continuity to probe further and find out more about it, so that one can get a clear idea whether he'll be the right candidate for this job or not. There are certain psychological tests also available, which are used by many industries, especially multinational companies, the Tata Consultancy Services, Wipro, etc. also, Hindustan Unilever. Very few hospitals have really come up with using these psychological tests, but they are useful in some of the important jobs when a person has applied for. These tests can be intelligence tests designed to measure the thinking capabilities of a person, where the arithmetical things may be asked, where the logical things may be asked. Suppose you say, fill in the blank in multiple choice question in written test, many times it's asked 2, 5, and then 11. That means he should be able to judge 2, 5, 8, and then 15 or 14. So 2 plus 3 is 5, 5 plus 3 is 11, 5 plus 3 is 8, 8 plus 3 is 11. This is whether he is able to judge that and accordingly put the fill in the blanks properly or not, one should find out. So whether he is logically and rationally thinking, one can find out from that, and that tells us about his intelligence. Some of the common questions which can be asked regarding the overall political scenario which is going on, he should know the basic things about all those things. Then aptitude test designed to predict the potential of an individual, whether he will be able to perform a job or not. So based on the job he has applied for, whether he's got aptitude towards that or not. So if he is say going to be a first aider, whether he's got the presence of mind or not, one can ask the questions regarding that. Whether he's got the what to check first, say temperature, pulse, respiration. So first response of the person, and then pulse and respiration, whether that person is having circulation and breathing properly or not. That's very, very essential in case of emergencies. So whether he attacks these things first or not, one should find out. So his aptitude test, then attainment test, that is proficiency in what he is supposed to do. So suppose he is going to be a lab technician, whether he is able to judge and tell how much amount of blood should be collected for a particular test. What are the instructions to be followed for a particular test? Suppose a person is going to come for lipid profile, then at least 12 to 14 hours of fasting is there or not, he should know. Suppose he is coming for ESR, minimum 6 hours of fasting is there or not, he has to ask the patient. Unless that is there, the test doesn't become relevant. So when a fasting blood sugar is to be checked, and if somebody comes and tells that I had consumed one cup of tea only in the morning, then it is not relevant. It is not a fasting blood sugar. So one should know about this. So attainment test, that is proficiency, what he is supposed to do, should be found out from the test. Like in radiography, technician, when he comes, you should tell him to show how he is going to take x-ray of chest when a person is coming. When a female patient is coming, suppose she is wearing some dress where at the behind or on the side there are some metallic buttons. Now whether he is going to ask the female straight away to stand there in front of the chest stand and take the x-ray. Of course that is wrong, because those metallic buttons are going to come in the way of interpreting the x-ray chest. So he should have proficiency in what he is going to do. That judgment has to be there in him. So he has to tell the patient that please remove your dress and wear the gown that is being kept there, and then only come and stand at the chest stand. So this is how one should go for attainment test or proficiency in whatever post he has applied for. Then there are personality tests for mainly for supervisors, managers and higher managers, where one should be able to judge the personality of a person, whether it is suitable for him to work that way. Suppose you are going to appoint a marketing person for the hospital, and in his personality test you found that he is more of an introvert type of personality. Naturally, he is not going to be suitable for you. Similarly, when you are going to take somebody for research in some aspect of medicine or clinical trial and all, and if that person seems to be absolutely extrovert in the personality test, naturally he is not suitable, because he is not going to concentrate on his research there. Well, you will need an introvert type of personality. Psychometric tests are going to assess the attitudes of a person, the values the person is having, his habits for job requirement, which is empathy, concern and compassion. These are the three things which are very essential for most of the jobs in hospital, because the employees who are going to be appointed in hospital, majority of them are going to deal with patients who are suffering. So they should have compassion for these patients, they should have concern for these patients, and they should be able to understand the feelings of that patient. They themselves should feel that and then accordingly act or deal with them. The most important aspect of empathy is naturally very, very essential in case of counselors. If the counselor cannot empathize with the patient who is mentally having some mental problems or who is disturbed emotionally, when he comes for counseling to the counselor, unless the counselor is empathetic and has concern for the patient and compassionate about it, he won't be a successful counselor. So one should do certain psychometric tests also, which are very relevant for many of the posts in hospital.